when you need to talk technology. No one gets you more gigs in your hard drive than Adam. It's time for Adam the Computer Guy with Adam Lepp.
And a very, very good Tuesday morning to you out there in Radio Land. Adam here, the Computer Guy, with the First March program, talking today's top technological, trendy type topics. We're going to spend quite a bit of time today talking about the weather. You know, with March here, it's a transition month. We kind of ease from winter into spring. Even though it seems very wintry right now, it's going to warm up later. And, you know, March, we get temperatures anywhere from 0 to 70. And that looks like what we might see over the next several days. As you may know, Mr. Zach Fuller, the proprietor and founder and main person over at weather43302.com, or Marion, Ohio Weather, he has joined our air staff, and we're very happy to have him. He provides the forecast at the top of every hour. I will be dialing him up to talk about what Marion, Ohio Weather has done and will be doing in the future, plus weather technology, even some sometimes controversial topics like climate change, and also talking about tornado safety, as next week is Tornado Safety Week, and Zach will offer some valuable pointers, as well as some thoughts on being a person who has been interested in weather ever since he was a very young child. I'm also a weather aficionado of sorts. So that'll be a great conversation coming up in just a few short minutes. I want to let you know that after my show, it's Talking Points with a gentleman who always has a lot of points to talk about, Mr. Satch Sullinger. And then, after the noon features, it is the interviewer to the stars. And of course, that would be Mr. Scott Spears. And you may ask, well, whom is Scott speaking with today? Well, Mike Essen, a rather well-known conservative commentator and talk show host from South Florida. He took a sabbatical for a few months, but he is back. He talked to Scott again prior to his sabbatical. Great conversation. He's going to talk to Scott again later today between about 12:10 p.m. and 1. I'm sure the Donald will be one of the topics of conversation, maybe some more controversial topics, abortion, who knows? Nothing really is exempt from the list of controversial topics to ponder here at WWGH, the talking place. Immigration, the economy, presidential candidates in 2020. Who knows what Scott and Mike will be talking about, but what I can tell you is it'll be a very stimulating conversation, and I certainly invite you to listen. It is radio well worth your ears. So before we have a talk with Zach, I wanted to give you some very quick tech news. What is going on in the world of technology? Well, you probably heard of Spotify, service where you can kind of get music that you can listen to. Well, in India, they have 1 million users. That includes paid and free accounts. Spotify quietly arrived in India only 7 days ago amid a legal skirmish over whether the launch would include the catalog from Warner Music's publishing arm. Now, India has 1.34 billion people, but only about 11% of those people subscribe to a music streaming service. So with 1 million users in India, after only being in that country for 7 days, Spotify is making a large impact. We'll keep an eye on this, you know. Depending upon where you are in the world or in the country, that will influence what services are most popular. And certainly in India, certainly what is popular and what is not popular is expected and is quite different from what we have here in the United States. But that's all part of the fun of being in the technology business. So go ahead and get a nice warm cup of hot coffee or hot cocoa, because it is March, and some people think, you know, spring kind of starts in March. Daylight savings time this coming weekend, but we're going to endure some very wintry, very January-like temperatures over the next couple days. And stand by. I'm going to get ready to talk to Mr. Zach Fuller all about the weather. as well as technology and weather, how they kind of intermingle. Here on The Talking Place, locally produced talk shows for your enjoyment, entertainment, and education 24/7. WWGH 107.1 FM and online through the power and magic of the internet, WWGH1071.com. Adam Lapp. Here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio program, we talk about many topics, and thing about technology is it kind of intermingles, intertwines, and affects everything we do. My car seems to be more computerized than a lot of the fancy gadgets that were sitting around my home even 15, 20 years ago. Obviously, appliances and electronics kind of go hand in hand with technology, but even the world around us. So what is it that I'm getting at? You know, I like to sometimes beat around the bush and go off on a tangent, but that's part of the fun. What I'm getting at is weather. You know, everybody talks about the weather. Weather is all around us, and especially here in Ohio. We have a four-season climate. And you know what? I think as I get older, I enjoy the four seasons more. Yes, I do look forward to spring, even if it contains my birthday. I guess that's good or bad, depending upon how you look at it. Holiday season kind of brings about the beginning of two months of cold weather. And, you know, July 4th, middle of summer, kids are off school. And you kind of appreciate warm weather more when you get a warm streak during this time of the year. You know, March is a month where you might have 70 one day and 10 the next. But again, that's all part of the fun. And technology that is used to forecast the weather, to look at past weather and see what weather may be like next year, is certainly getting more advanced and getting more intriguing and also getting more complicated. And we're lucky to have somebody right here in Marion who has been a weather enthusiast. I mean, the gentleman is only in his early 30s, if I'm not mistaken, but he's been interested in weather ever since he knew what weather was. And we're glad to have him as part of the station. He has recently joined our esteemed staff. Zach and I go back several years from other stations, but I think he's found a home here. So let me see if I properly patched the cable in properly, and the intern has made sure that the levels are correct. We're joined by Mr. Zach Fuller, a well-known weather aficionado here in the great city of Marion and the environs, and the proprietor of weather43302.com. So, Zach, thank you again for joining us today on the Adam the Computer Guy radio program. How are you doing today?
Oh, I am doing wonderful with all this lovely springtime weather, you'd call it, while we're sitting here in I believe the last time I looked at it, we're sitting around 20 degrees right now. So we'll, I'm sure we're going to be going up here before too long, but it's pretty good so far.
Yeah, is that How are you doing? Zach, sorry to call your early 30s plus or minus, but you have been interested in weather ever since you were a very young child. Would that be correct?
Yeah, actually, the first time that I ever actually got into weather, I remember I was in middle school when we went off for a track and field event for, I want to say it was 7th or 8th grade. And basically what happened was we could feel it in our bones. We could feel the hair raising off of our skin. And lo and behold, we got the tornado sirens going off at the school that we ended up going to. My bonus mother ended up going out and actually had to stop at a church because there was a tornado touchdown all down in Union County. So ever since then, I've kind of been really enthused about weather, really focused on weather clouds and the way things work when it comes to weather.
Yeah, I also have been intrigued by weather, and that's also because I've always lived in places with four-season climates, upstate New York, St. Louis, Connecticut, and most of my life here in the great Buckeye State, and it's kind of all around us. Would you agree, though, Zach, although it's kind of nice to live somewhere like San Diego where it seems like it's spring every day, you kind of enjoy having a four-season climate, and if you're like myself or yourself, It is better if you're interested in weather, because sometimes the weather in a place like San Diego can just kind of get boring because it really is the same almost every day. But here in Ohio, weather's exciting. And, you know, you appreciate the 70 degrees a lot more when it might have snowed the previous week. Would you agree with that?
I would definitely agree with that, especially, you know, so far in the month of March, we've seen, you know, temperatures at negative 7 degrees with a wind chill. Whereas, you know, this past weekend or, you know, other weekends coming up, we're looking at temperatures in the upper 60s. So the fact that we have rain in one day, snow in another day, sunshine in the next day, you could never keep up when it comes to the weather here in Ohio.
Yeah, it's always a surprise. And it's nice if you're in South Florida or in Southern California, but you appreciate the four seasons here. And I think as I get older, I find it to be preferable. And I might sound kind of silly. I don't really mind shoveling snow. I don't like raking leaves, but, you know, shoveling snow isn't too bad. Plus, on my block, it seems like all the neighbors are in a bit of a contest to see who has the nicest driveway and who can shovel it quicker. It's that friendly neighbor rivalry. You're not going to find that in other areas. But here in Ohio, it's kind of a cool thing. Now, Zach, you've recently, as I said, joined our esteemed, or maybe not so esteemed, staff as the weather reporter. Your dulcet tones are heard on the weather forecast as part of our Top of the Hour features every hour. And we're very, very glad, to have you with us. As I mentioned, you run the popular website weather43302.com, also known as Marion, Ohio Weather, or MO for MOW, not to be confused with what you might do to your lawn. Tell us, Zach, how long have you been running MOW, and how did you get started with this project?
Well, Marion, Ohio Weather actually started, we celebrate our birthday in January of 2012. But the page officially started on Facebook on December 8th of 2011, not thinking anything of it. I was sitting in my office, turned around, and noticed that we had about 6 inches of snow, and I had absolutely no idea that we were supposed to get snow whatsoever. So that's how Marion, Ohio Weather officially came to my mind when I first created it. And what we did is we've basically created this team where we're constantly 100% all the time keeping an eye on the weather. If I don't know about it, one of our other teammates does know about it. You know, and we're all weather spotters, so we're all getting involved with it. But it all initially started, really started taking off in January of 2012. And since then, we've grown to humongous heights that basically we just do what we do now.
We're speaking with Mr. Zach Fuller here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio program, who has recently joined our staff as the weather reporter. Again, his weather forecasts are her detailed forecasts, which sometimes include seasonal tips, and we'll get to that shortly, top of every hour, and we encourage you to listen. His weather is pretty important, as I said, especially here in Ohio, where it seems like it's spring one day, it's winter the next, and it's summer the next, and who knows? That's all part of the fun. You talk, Zach, about the Facebook page. Obviously, social media appears to be growing exponentially, and I don't know if that's going to change. And of course, social media is often embroiled in controversy, and we talk about that pretty much every show here on the Adam the Computer Guy program. But how has social media, Zach, affected weather and allowed you and other weather people to communicate and get the word out, including warnings, school closings, snow emergencies? Has it had a really big impact? How do you see the future of social media and weather?
Yeah, so basically, when Marion, Ohio Weather is, say we do have a weather emergency going on, or, you know, thunderstorms in the area, I remember one specific moment where last March, April, we actually had a tornado warning go into effect for the city of Marion alone. And we were actually pushing out our information about the tornado warning. And people were already commenting back, well, why is there a tornado warning when I don't hear sirens going on? So what we've done is we've actually increased the speed of getting that information out to people by just posting it on our Facebook page, especially when we do like our website and stuff like that. There is a strategic, what's the word I'm looking for? Network of the way things are done when it comes to emergency management. So we need to make sure that, you know, we're getting that information over to the National Weather Service. We're getting the information to our local county AMA. We're getting the information to the Sheriff's Department. Why don't we just, and I don't want to completely eliminate them, but why can't we just go ahead and push that information out as soon as we get it and help save an extra 4 or 5 minutes of time where it has to go through that network?
So
what we've done is, go ahead.
So you're one of those weather spotters that we hear about, and you work directly with the National Weather Service. I believe Wilmington, Ohio is the regional office, and you really are instrumental in getting the word out and letting people know if dangerous weather is on the way or has already arrived.
Exactly. We are constantly, the National Weather Service has kind of readjusted their advisory levels and information levels when it comes to warnings and watches and stuff like that. So they're able to get that information out to us just a little bit more in advance. But what we've done is we'll push that information out, and then we have our network of people that get a hold of us to say, hey, we've got, you know, tornado touchdown coming down. we've got a severe thunderstorm rolling through, you know, Hardin County, moving east at 35 miles an hour. So we're able to get that information out as soon as we get the information and help protect anybody in the community that may be out and about or doing what they need to do. We can get that information to them.
So you've been quite instrumental, and a lot of that stuff is behind the scenes, but weather's around us, and you have to pay attention to things like snow emergencies. In many areas, it affects where you can park. With a level 3, you can actually get arrested for driving, unless it's an extreme emergency. So there are things that are important about weather and how it affects your day-to-day living, and weather spotters like Zach are very, very important, and we salute the work you do. And, you know, the old-fashioned methods, but also, the power of social media has kind of revolutionized things, and that's kind of getting into the technology realm that we talk about here on this program. Now, Zach, you're mostly self-taught with weather, and teaching something to yourself is certainly valuable. But there are some things that you do need to get a formal education for. And you mentioned to me that you actually are getting an education, and you will be certified as a meteorologist. That's your goal. Tell us about the education that you're taking to become a broadcast meteorologist. You would know the exact term because there are some variations. And what is the school like, and how has that helped you in building Marion, Ohio Weather?
Well, I had actually, and not to kind of steer away from the subject any, but I actually started getting into the classes and everything just by doing like an online type thing. Like you said, most of the stuff that I know is more of a self-taught type thing. When it comes to meteorology and getting that broadcast meteorologist certificate or degree or however you want to say it, you know, yes, it's, of course, like any school, it takes time. But I'll be honest with you, I actually start that meteorologist class come this summer. So I'm still getting into terminology and all of that stuff, but I'm actually really excited about taking that next step in life.
So you're preparing for it. Well, that's fine. We can kind of get excited about it. Now, we hear the terms broadcast meteorologist, and we have people that have a bachelor's, master's, or even a PhD in meteorologist. I mean, Dr. Greg Forbes in the Weather Channel, he's pretty well known. That's certainly a different type of education. But as a broadcast meteorologist, you don't have the education of people with the four-year or higher college degree, but you are essentially certified as someone who can give a forecast, who does know a lot of the ins and outs of weather and, of course, the technology associated with it. And someone on TV or radio who says that he or she is a broadcast meteorologist, that's the kind of certification that you're aiming for. Would that be correct?
Exactly.
And you can take the classes online, which is pretty cool. Certainly when I was your age, we didn't have that ability. But there are many advantages to take.
I'm saying you're old.
Yeah, many advantages to taking the classes online. Do you see yourself taking on additional roles or doing more with Marion Ohio Weather once you do have that certification?
Yeah, the goal, and to be honest with you, our goal has always been to add our own weather radar to the Marion area. The reason why we say this is because, one, if you notice, our Columbus media stations, they go as far north as Marion County and Crawford County. Our National Weather Service out of Cleveland, Marion County is actually the most southern or southwest county in their jurisdiction. Whereas if you go to Union County or Hardin County, it is the most northeast out of the Wilmington office. So we are literally smack dab in the middle of everybody. And we want to be able to use or build or get to purchasing our own radar to get to that point where we'll be able to use our own maps and our own surveys, our own charts, instead of having to use those other people's. But we'll be able to use that technology more local. With that certificate, I'll be able to know how to check on our own personal radars and our own personal charts to be able to read the weather a whole lot better for the Marion County area.
So you're seeing your education really helping Marion, Ohio weather to grow and producing your own forecasts with your own radar. That's pretty cool. I guess it is interesting also, I didn't know, I was thinking Wilmington serviced Marion, but you are on the edge. We are serviced by Cleveland, but Wilmington does go to environs that are southwest. But the two National Weather Service offices are in Wilmington and Cleveland. That's pretty much where their regional offices are. And I guess our geographical location here in Marion being near the geographical center of the state is what kind of makes it interesting, and I think makes your job more important because you're reporting right from the center of it all in the state known as the heart of it all. Can't get more central than that. So yeah, I'm excited, Zach, that you'll be attaining this broadcast meteorologist certification and just doing some local forecasts and helping us to stay safe during inclement weather and know what to expect. The weather, again, especially in Ohio, is all around us. And with all this technology, it's becoming something that we can do a lot more with. I mean, I've noticed in my lifetime that weather forecasts have obviously gotten more accurate. It seems like the weatherman couldn't really go past the same day without a great loss of accuracy. Now they can predict almost a whole week, and it seems like they're always right. Even snowfall totals, even regional differences, they seem to get more accurate. Do you see weather technology, Zach, and continuing to improve? Do you think that sometime in the future we could predict a week or two in advance and have temperatures accurate to within a degree or two? Is there a limit as to how accurate weather forecasting or weather technology can be?
Well, weather technology is constantly changing. So to say that we would actually end up seeing the day where, you know, a week from now we'll be able to tell that it's going to be exactly 58 degrees. I don't see that being 100% accurate. but nonetheless, we could see that happening, say, 10 years from now. I'm not saying no, it's never going to happen, but I do see where meteorologists and enthusiasts like myself, we can actually get to that point of saying, yes, this is exactly what it's going to be. But then again, just like any thunderstorm or snowstorm, you can never predict exactly where it's going to hit.
And that's all part of the fun. You see the meteorologists on TV saying, well, is a 2-degree guarantee if they're not accurate within 2 degrees that you get a free pizza or something. And I guess that's fun. It is a gimmick that gets people to watch, but you kind of wonder, well, you like the idea of getting something free or feeling that the weatherman may have made a boo-boo, but you kind of like the idea that you're getting an accurate forecast because they wouldn't make those guarantees unless they were pretty sure they were accurate. So exciting exactly. Things are obviously on the horizon in meteorology. So let's get to the next topic before we discuss. We want to talk about Tornado Safety Week, which is March 11th through the 18th. But this topic, you know, it's hard, Zach, to have a show with myself where there's not some controversy or political discussion involved. And, well, this is no exception. We know that our president, Mr. Trump, doesn't believe in climate change, and some politicians don't believe in it. Some politicians do. Now, climate change, as you know, Zach, is not just global warming, not just the fact that the average temperature, which you would know more about than I would, seems to be climbing slightly, but also means that we have more weather extremes. And this polar vortex is explained by some experts as a product of climate change, a product of icebergs possibly melting or warming or changing shape or size. Many things that are caused by it. So let me ask you, Zach, as you're the weather expert, and what do you think about climate change? Is Donald Trump wrong? Is climate change serious? Is it something we really need to pay attention to? And if so, if you do believe in climate change, why would Donald Trump deny that it exists?
Well, to get into it, I'm first going to say that I'm not a very political type of person. But as for climate change, I feel that there is something going on. If you think back, I know in my childhood, we always knew that Christmas Eve, it was going to snow every single year. Now, most of our snow is starting to come in the latter part of the month, more near New Year's and the beginning of January, February. So can I see a difference in our climate over the past, say, 20 years that I've really been interested in weather? Yes. But as far as political correctness on climate change, I'm just one of those guys that I'm like, okay, well, where are we at? What are we seeing? I'm more of a straightforward, let's talk about the weather type of person.
But do you believe it's important that our politicians and our president, who has a lot to do with deciding what gets funding, whom he appoints to his cabinet, is it important that he understands climate change? Because it is important. Again, you talk about the polar vortexes, repercussions and side effects from changes in the weather. Do you see that as being important? But, you know, regardless of political affiliation or whom you may support, that we need to pay attention to it and even do research. Maybe it's been overhyped. Who knows? But I think you're talking about 20 years, and I'm more than a generation older, sorry to say. And certainly I've seen the changes. But as I said, it's not just getting warmer. It's extremes. When I was your age, Zach, they didn't use the term polar vortex. Now, granted, technology and more precise weather forecasting has given rise to these terms. But I just don't recall seeing these extremes. And one thing it does, as you know, Zach, it causes potholes. Potholes are caused by freezing and refreezing and melting and all that stuff. And it seems like every year the potholes get worse. And that's kind of part of it, the side effects of these changes in the weather. So I know we don't want to get too political, but should our politicians and anybody involved in road maintenance be cognizant of how climate is changing and how we need to adjust things to account for it?
Yeah, I do agree with you where you say the potholes and, you know, weather is changing. So that is something that, you know, whoever you vote for or against or whoever, I believe that is something that everybody needs to take a look at, not just our politicians. We've got to make sure that we are preparing ourselves and our future for what is to come.
It just seems like it's almost impossible not to inject some politics. And I agree, we don't want to make this a political discussion, but I think it's important that politicians realize, and that's regardless of someone's affiliation, as weather affects so many things, and anybody who drives a car, I mean, yourself and myself and most of our listeners, it seems like the potholes get worse every year. And because we seem to have these extremes during the winter months, that's what causes it. And that affects a lot of things, including our taxes, because the potholes have to be fixed, and we want to get a handle on it. You know, they make jokes about Ohio and the potholes or other parts of the Midwest, and maybe it's good for a giggle or two, but if you have to drive in it and a pothole damages your car, then it's not quite so funny. So
exactly,
that's kind of part of the equation. But bottom line is, Zach, we're saying we both agree, regardless of political affiliation, we do need to study climate change and see exactly where it stands and what we may need to do about it. And obviously, anybody with an interest in weather, yourself and myself, we need to know that need exists and see exactly what happens. And if it is something that's really going to affect the world around us, we need to get a handle on it. The week, Zach, of March 11th through March 17th is Tornado Safety Week. Now, last year we talked about it, and we'll talk about it again this year and talk about some tips. Here in the Midwest, Zach, because of our changeable weather and the topology of the area, we are at risk of tornadoes. And tornadoes are one of the most interesting weather phenomena, but also one of the most dangerous. Tell us first, Zach, why Ohio does have tornadoes. And I think most people who lived here know that there are some areas. Dayton, for example, seems to be more tornado prone. As you know, Xenia has had two very serious tornadoes in the last couple generations. And it just seems like some areas are more prone, even versus somewhere just a few miles away. Can you explain first, Zach, why is Ohio, the whole state, at a risk of a tornado? And why are sometimes they're kind of localized as one city seems to get the severe weather more than another city, even if they're almost neighbors?
Well, and to kind of poke and pry at this, it's mainly, and this is the, I don't want to say theory, but this is kind of my thought on why Ohio is prone for these tornadoes. And you notice that a lot of people refer to Ohio as the Ohio Valley. If you know what a valley is, it is literally, walls sinking down, and then you go up kind of like a bowl. So I feel that by bringing a thunderstorm into this valley, it's giving us more opportune chances of the winds picking up and that circulation to build this real nasty force of nature.
So local differences, even in a 2 or 3 mile range, can affect weather and affect extreme weather patterns, things like tornadoes, for example. We've all seen where you get 2 inches of snow and you drive a couple blocks and suddenly they have 3 inches of snow, or the wind is different. And that's part of the fun of weather. It's very, very localized. and definitely keeps weather aficionados on their toes. So with tornadoes being prevalent in Ohio, Zach, and us approaching the spring months, you know, March and April, definitely when we start thinking about spring, planting flowers, mowing the lawn, and all that good stuff. Tell us some tornado safety tips, and what should somebody do if we hear a tornado siren or we hear about a tornado warning? How seriously do we need to take this, and what do we do if we know that a tornado is imminent?
Okay, so some of the great things to remember. Tornadoes are literally a giant vortex of winds at 250 miles per hour. Now think of this. Imagine you're at the circus and you see the elephants. Okay? So these elephants are out doing their performances and, you know, standing up. Elephants weigh, what, 2-3 tons? Imagine a wind vortex ripping through that tent of that circus and being able to pick up that elephant like you pick up a bag of chips. That's how severe a tornado can get. Winds of up to 250 miles per hour. It's very critical to remember that if you are in a single-story house and you don't have a basement, you want to make sure that you're finding that interior wall. If you're in a mobile home, or a manufactured home, as we've been told before, you want to make sure that you have a safe place to go, like a tornado shelter or a storm shelter on the property, so you know where you're going. If you're in a two-story house, make sure you're on the bottom floor. You want to make sure your interior, you're at an interior wall. Never crack your windows. Most people get that perception of, oh, if I crack the windows, the wind's going to be able to come through and my windows aren't going to bust. No matter what, if a 200-mile-an-hour tornado is coming at your house, it's going to take out your windows anyways. So you want to make sure that you're keeping yourself protected at the interior wall, away from windows, away from doors. It's just like in elementary school. Your teachers taught you, hey, go out into the hallway, away from the doorways as much as you can, head down, duck, cover your head. Some of the big things that I remember, we recently moved from a house out in the country back into the city of Marion, and we actually had a tornado warning. Our local fire department had told us that there was a tornado touchdown about 10 miles outside of our little town. With that being said, I was actually able to get my kid and my wife into a cubby, kind of up underneath the steps, grabbing a blanket to cover their heads so that they didn't, if anything sharp decided to go flying or whatever, it kind of somewhat gave us a barrier to protect us. So you want to make sure that you are protecting yourself and your loved ones. And don't forget your pets. Your pets are just as scared as you are when it comes to, you know, a tornado like that. So some of the tips that we like to give out is head down, cover your head, and just wait it out.
So just some basic precautions and just things we need to know as Midwesterners in an area where tornadoes can occur, and they can be very sudden. You don't always get a lot of warning. And if you do, have a tornado watch or warning posted in your area, please take notice of it. Find out when it might expire, if there's been a sighting, and be prepared to take precautions. And as weather technology improves, Zach, we're finding a better ability for people to prepare. And that's one of the good things about technology. It can make life safer. For example, in cars, technology has made cars safer. And preparing for extreme weather certainly is something that technology can help us get a handle on. And we appreciate someone like yourself offering these tips and being a part of The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Zach, before we wrap this up, anything else you want to say? Or what are your impressions so far of being part of the WWGH Air team?
Well, I absolutely love it. I love being able to get the information out to the public on a more regular basis. I want to thank both you and Scott for allowing me to come aboard with the weather. But I do want to make sure that we point on one thing. So on March 12th, you can actually join us out at the Marion Public Library in the conference room for a severe weather and tornado week demonstration where we learn about safety tips and we give out cool things, you know, prepare kits, stuff like that, so that you can help protect your family as well as yourself, your pets, when it comes to extreme weather like tornadoes. I do also want to thank everybody over at the Marion Area Radio Club, or MARC as they like to be called. There's actually a team here in Marion County that actually uses ham radios, and they help us communicate with each other so that we can actually get the information out to the public at a faster pace. So I do want to give a big shout out to all of the ham radio operators out there, because if it wasn't for you guys, we actually wouldn't be able to get that information to the public any faster. Also, don't forget to join us on Saturday the 16th for our first annual Tornado 10K out at the Marion Tallgrass Trail. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we can't wait to see all the runners.
Well, thanks again, Mr. Zach Fuller, for joining us on the Adam the Computer Guy radio program to talk about weather and weather technology and social media, climate change, and Tornado Safety Week as we approach the spring months here in the great Buckeye State. So what is going on in the business side of technology? Well, AT&T is fresh off of a court victory, which sealed its acquisition of Time Warner Incorporated, and they are announcing wide-ranging changes to the structure of Time Warner, now known as Warner Media. Robert Greenblatt, kind of a hard word to say there, Robert Greenblatt, a former chairman at NBC Entertainment, has been brought on to run the new company called Warner Media Entertainment. It folds HBO and Turner Broadcasting into one entity. He'll oversee HBO, TBS, TNT, and True TV. Equally as important, he's also been tasked with heading up Warner Media's direct-to-consumer business and the upcoming streaming service that AT&T hopes will prove a worthy adversary to the mighty powerful Netflix and kick off a new era of distribution for its large variety of content. Warner Media said in a press release, "This change will provide the company with the agility and flexibility needed to build Warner Media's brands across a variety of evolving distribution models with a more coordinated approach to the company's original programming." But it's also the biggest flex of power that AT&T has shown since the finalization, I guess that's a word, of the acquisition of Time Warner. And that would be an acquisition valued at $85.4 billion smackaroonies, or dollars. The U.S. Department of Justice ended its quest to reverse the merger, and this was just last week, after a panel of judges sided with AT&T, concluding that the Department of Justice failed to demonstrate how it would stifle competition. The Donald had reportedly wanted the deal blocked as well. Now, with that obstacle out of the way, AT&T is free to reshape storied media brands and shuffle management to such a degree that some of the very people who built those brands are going to depart. So big changes at WarnerMedia and AT&T, and, you know, the tech business side of the IT world. Always a changing one, and one that affects so many things in the world around us. And we'll keep an eye on this, as we like to do. Thanks, Zach, for joining us today to talk about weather, talk about Marion, Ohio weather, and some stuff on the horizon. Exciting news, I think, that Zach is going to be increasing his following, reporting, and predicting of the weather, and technology will help anybody in the meteorological field to do a better job. So, quite excited to have that as part of our radio station. Coming up next, the 10 a.m. news and features, including our obituary report, which is voiced and produced by yours truly. News with Scott Spears, weather with Zach, messages from celebrities who have graced our microphones, and like anything else at this station, always a surprise or two. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. I'm back Thursday with another edition of the Adam the Computer Guy radio program. Last but not least, send me an email sometime on our private email server. I'd love to hear from you. Adam@WWGH1071.com. See you later, alligator. What she told me nearly made me lose my head. When I thought of what she told me nearly made me lose my head. But the next time that I saw her, reminded her of what she said. See you later, alligator. Daddy, you know my love is just for you. She said, I'm sorry, pretty daddy.